Here, I will tell you about my experiences in creating a DIY indoor herb garden for cats, and will give you a list of cat-safe herbs with their benefits. A while ago, my cousin created a DIY indoor herb garden for her cats, and I helped her. She loves cats, and cannot stand them begging to go outside to play, so decided to bring a simple version of an herb garden inside. While building it, I learned a lot of points and set out to share my experiences and knowledge with you that try to increase the well-being of your lovely furry felines. After that, I found a lot of physical and mental well-being benefits in herb gardens for her cats. I found out that while the cats nibble on the herb's leaves or roll around in the indoor herb garden, they experience a combination of sensory stimulation, digestion support, relaxation, and calming effects, and overall health support. But before starting to build an indoor herb garden for your playful fluffy friends, you must ensure to choose non-toxic plants for cats. Keep reading. Recommended herb safe for cats. Every herb isn't safe for our cats. I provided a list of cat-safe herbs in the following, based on the ASPCA. I also searched about their benefits for our lovely fluffy friends, and found wonderful information that can help you choose the best ones for your indoor herb garden for cats. Rosemary, Rosmarinus officinalis. Benefits. Antioxidants and antibacterial properties. Cautions. It is a safe cat herb only when used in moderation. Its essential oils are toxic to cats. Thyme, Thymus vulgaris. Benefits. Antimicrobial properties. Support respiratory health. Boost the immune system. Cat grass. Cat grass is a common name that can refer to one of the following species. Wheatgrass, Triticum astivum. Barley grass, Hordeum vulgar. Oatgrass, Avena sativa. Benefits. Aid in digestion. Prevent hairballs. High in fiber for cats. Contains minerals like iron, manganese, zinc, and vitamin B valerian, Valeriana officinalis. You will find the valerian root completely safe for cats to smell and ingest. Benefits. Calming effect on cats, the roots. Reduce anxiety and stress in cats. Promote relaxation and better sleep. Dill, Anethum graveolens. Benefits. Provides a pleasant aroma. It can add flavor to cat's food. Basil, Osmum basilicum. Benefits. A pleasant scent. Adding flavor to cat's food. Cautions. Basil in your indoor herb garden is safe for cats if used in moderation. Lemon balm, Melissa officinalis. Benefits. A calming effect on cats. Reducing stress and anxiety. Sage, Salvia officinalis. Benefits. Antimicrobial properties. A natural insect repellent. Cautions. Sage, in moderation, can be a safe herb for cats in your indoor herb garden. Cilantro, coriander, Coriandrum sativum. Benefits. Its leaves are considered safe for cats. You can use it to add a refreshing taste to the cat's diet. Fennel, Fenicillium vulgar. Benefits. Aid cat's digestion. Help alleviate gas and bloating. Cautions. Keep in mind fennel is safe for cats only when used in moderation. Catmint, catnip, Nepeta cataria. Benefits. A euphoric effect on cats. Increase activity, encourage exercise and play in cats, and stimulate them to behaviors like rolling and purring. Cautions. ASPCA has put this plant on the list of the toxic plants for cats, but I couldn't find any evidence that it is toxic. In addition, most references say catnip is completely non-toxic in small amounts and will induce playful behaviors in your cats. Parsley, Petroselinum crispum. Benefits. Aid in cats' digestion. Support overall health of cats, contain vitamins and minerals. Cautions. ASPCA listed parsley as a toxic plant for cats, but I read that it's okay when used in small amounts. My indoor herb garden for cats. Above, I told you about the herbs safe for cats. Now come on to build our indoor herb garden for our furry friends. The first step is choosing some cat-safe herbs for planting. The important tip is to select herbs with similar caring requirements. For example, you cannot plant basil and thyme in the same pot due to their different watering requirements. Hence, I set out to create the following table. You can find the primary requirements of herbs safe for cats and choose the best ones for your DIY indoor herb garden. After you choose the herbs, it's turning to start building your garden. Provide the following things. A pot. Gardening shovel. Potting soil mix. The seeds or seedlings of cat-safe herbs. Water bottle spray. I prefer the long or bowl-shaped planters because cats easily tip over the tall pots. If you are a new gardener, I recommend using pots with drainage holes. However, planting in cash pots has its advantages if you know how to plant in a pot without holes and how to water it to prevent root rot. Fill 1/3 of your planter with the soil mix and then put the seedlings inside it, start from center to out. Then add soil till fill the planter. Now, water your indoor herb garden fairly. You can also plant seeds of herbs safe for cats. I spread them on topsoil and cover the surface with a fine soil layer. And now, my indoor herb garden for cats is ready. I often put it in a bright place with indirect sunlight for several days. Because while you plant the seedlings, their root system will be damaged and the plant will be shocked. If you put it in exposed sunlight, the roots cannot absorb enough water and your indoor herb garden will suffer from underwatering stress. Another point is that if your home doesn't have sufficient light, you can get help from growing lights. I discussed it in my other post about the best under cabinet grow light for herbs. My recommendation for an indoor herb garden for cats. However, I listed the above cat-safe herbs based on the ASBCA, but found out every cat is unique, and the response of my cats to herbs may vary. Hence, I think moderation is key to your success in an indoor herb garden for cats. So, I recommend: introduce new herbs gradually to your cat in your indoor herb garden. Monitor your cat's response. Always start with small amounts of herbs. I always observe my cat's behavior, and when I have any concerns, consult with a veterinarian. They provide me with guidance based on my cat's specific needs. Conclusion. Now you have a guideline to create your DIY indoor herb garden for cats with a list of cat-safe herbs with their benefits. I chose catnip, thyme, and rosemary for my indoor herb garden. I found them low-maintenance plants with low watering needs. What do you think? Which cat-safe herbs are on your list for your indoor herb garden? Please write their names below this page and share your experiences and ideas with my readers.